Yeah. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the Buko Boys.
It's us.
I'm DVO.
And I'm Dale. And it's the Buko Boys.
Yes, I went to that, what's it called now? The Traverse Outlets concert that we talked about.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
And it was fun. A little gingerbread village. I just posted on my social media. Little gingerbread village they have. People made some gingerbread houses and people. It was pretty fun. They had the huge tree. We saw Santa. It was the real Santa, by the way, if you're wondering. And then they had that concert. Remember, it was an Osmond.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember her first name.
Yeah.
I don't think she's related.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, okay.
The talent, or maybe she didn't get all the talent. It wasn't terrible, but I was just like, oh, she's the headliner, huh? I was like, okay.
Yikes.
I'm sure some people liked it.
Yikes. I'm sure her family did.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was okay. It was just okay. But they had a good environment. It was a fun setting, good environment. And then we did some shopping. We were like, okay, let's get some Christmas shopping done. So I'm almost done with my Christmas shopping, by the way.
It's weird how much Christmas stuff is happening already when Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet.
I think it always is like that. I think now that we've just changed the podcast a little bit, now you recognize it more.
Someone like me
who's always in the holidays, I'm doing stuff in
well,
November.
I mean, like with Santa already being out and everything, I don't ever remember that being a thing before Thanksgiving.
I know, like, the weekend of Thanksgiving, like Black Friday and stuff, I always see Santa at the mall.
Yeah, that,
so I don't
of
know
course.
If
yeah, that.
I don't remember. I don't know. But are you, like, shopping around before Thanksgiving usually? Do you notice?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm always out and about.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it just seems like it's a rush every year. It's like, who can make Christmas happen faster? Like, everybody trying to set up for Christmas.
Here's
so
my
early
theory on it. What type of Thanksgiving activities do you want to do? Are there Thanksgiving activities you want to do? Because here's the thing. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, I mean, that's 4 weeks. That's like 4 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And so, is that enough? Is that enough for you all?
I mean, it's...
Do you need more?
I mean,
and I'm like, yes, I need more.
It's an entire buildup for one day, you know?
Sure. Well, I mean, a lot of people like it. A lot of people feel it.
I mean, 1 month is a good amount of time for that buildup, but it seems like people are like turning it into 2 months now.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just it's.
Why not, Grinch?
I'm hungover today. Bah, humbug.
I mean, here's my thing.
Bah, humbug.
There's not like... Thanksgiving is like a one-day thing. It's not like there's a big buildup for Thanksgiving. It's just a time to be thankful and eat a lot of food and watch football,
which I love.
I'm all about it.
There are some people that have a buildup where they do those thankful posts. Every day, I'm thankful for... I haven't seen those anymore.
I'm just saying there's not like an activity.
I'm so glad I don't see those anymore.
There's not like an activity of... I mean, there's a turkey bowl usually, like a turkey bowl. Someone will do a turkey bowl, and that's about it. But I think with Christmas, here's my thoughts anyway. With Christmas, it's a build because people love the holiday. People love the experience. People love the way people, I think the energy. People love the energy, the way people are more positive. I think people like that because you don't get that much during the year. So I think just people enjoy it more. There's a lot of good treats happening. And I think there's just more things to be celebrated around Christmas time versus Thanksgiving. So people just start thinking, hey, let's start doing Christmas stuff. But yeah, when Thanksgiving comes around, I'm all about that turkey life. Because that's how I am. I'm just like, hey, there's not like Thanksgiving activities happening. So I want to do holiday stuff now. I want to do holiday stuff. I'm still going to celebrate Thanksgiving. I have Thanksgiving decorations in my house along with my Christmas tree. But so I like it. I dig it. And we're going to talk about upcoming events for holidays for this week.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this news story real quick. I don't know if you know this, but NASA has an ambassador that's here. Did you know that?
At a Stansbury, there's an observation.
Did you know there's an observation over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Observatory, I should say.
Yeah, like a space.
I have
like
seen
a
it. Like
telescope.
On the road, I've seen like the observatory sign and the Benson Grist Mill sign.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen the observatory. I have no idea where it's at. Anyway, Patrick Wiggins. He's there at the Stansbury Park Observatory, and he lives around there. And what he does all day long is look at the sky in this huge, huge telescope. And he says it's not, people think it's a lot of work. You're looking at a lot of the same things, but it helps when you don't have a life. That's his theory. Damn. He's an elderly gent. So, uh-huh. I can see why he likes the stars, but he also acknowledges that this time, the time that we're in, there is a lot of talk about what's going on up in the sky.
Okay.
Right, because the government is saying there are UFOs. They are agreeing to there are UFOs from not of ours,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know what. But anyway, so he's the NASA Solar System Ambassador. He found a supernova. Guess what galaxy he found it in?
Where?
You'll never guess. This is the galaxy name. And he laughs. He's like, I don't know who comes up with these names. The galaxy's name is NGC 5631. He doesn't know how they come up with the names.
Yeah, well, that's weird.
But this is 80 million light years away. And there's a supernova. If you don't know what a supernova is, I had to look it up. I didn't know either. It's when a star explodes. So it's like the death of a star. And it just makes a huge burst. And so he can see, like, he's just showing the news. There's this little dot. Like, it's a little blip.
Uh-huh.
But for him, it was out of the ordinary. This is why I'm bringing it up. First, I didn't know we had a NASA ambassador here. I think that's cool. I knew we had an observatory. I have no idea where it's at, but I just think it's kind of cool anyway that we have an observatory here. Third, that with the telescopes that we have, you know, you think of a telescope, you're looking at the moon and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we can catch a galaxy 80 million light years away. That part is what blows my mind. I don't know what you think about it, but I think it's pretty cool.
I think that's really cool that we can see that far away.
Yeah.
Just matter of getting there now.
Oh, I don't know about our lifetime.
Yeah, probably will happen in our lifetime.
But do you think that there will be a contact from extraterrestrials may or may not happen, okay? But it's all hearsay at this point, right?
Okay.
Any contact with ETs are hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think it'll be in our lifetime, a well-documented thing of like, hey, this is on live television. There are UFOs flying into Earth's atmosphere and landing in one area of the world or many areas of the world. Do you think that'll happen in our lifetime? And they'll come out and try to speak to us?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I don't think so either. But what do you think will happen in our lifetime? And we've got another probably 60
probing.
Years.
Whole lot of probing.
Do you think people... I don't know. I'm very curious. Because we admit, we think there are... out of this world extraterrestrials that come and visit us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's UFOs. We've seen UFOs that are probably not from this earth.
Correct.
I'm just curious. We probably got like another 60 years of our life left.
Yeah.
There's a lot that can still happen. I'm just curious where it'll all go. That's why I don't want to die.
I mean, I think it'd be pretty awesome if that were to happen. Like, and it's like nobody can deny anything. It's
yes.
Like, but who knows? Who knows? It would.
And they say, we also brought Bigfoot here. Sorry. He escaped one day and just started populating with your people. And now they're really just feral, wild people in the woods. Just a little extra hairy. That would be interesting.
Because you wonder, why would they want to talk to us anyways? If they're superior than we are.
Maybe they created us.
Maybe. They're like, all right, you...
Or like, listen, we've been watching you guys. You guys
are screwing up bad.
You guys suck.
You guys are doing everything wrong.
Listen, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You're like killing your own planet. You're killing your home. What's wrong with you people?
I know, because they're like, we plan on living here as soon as our planet goes to shit, and you guys are ruining it for us.
Yeah, true, that's so true. Well, I'm watching Christmas movies. Are you?
No, I've been trying to wait.
You're watching Thanksgiving movies?
I'm watching all the Thanksgiving movies.
I watched a Thanksgiving movie. Son-in-Law.
Oh, that is?
Yeah, I watched that.
Oh, I forgot that
it's
was.
It's a good one.
But no, I was trying to hold out for that the new Christmas movies till after Thanksgiving.
You're a fool for waiting.
But, I mean, it's the week of, so I think I
can watch it. So you can watch it now?
Yeah.
You can give yourself permission?
Yeah, I think I'll give myself the go-ahead.
So I did watch A Christmas Story Christmas.
And?
It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good. It's very reminiscent. Obviously, we know Ralphie and the boys are grown up. Ralphie has kids. This is all in the trailer. I'm not going to do any spoiler alerts. I mean, this is not like, it's not like a big mystery what's happening in this movie. But, you know, Ralphie's father's dead. Him and his wife and kids are going to go visit grandma and be with her for the holidays. And Ralphie's wife is not a... They live in like Chicago. Remember, this takes place in Indiana.
Okay, yeah.
In the 40s.
Right.
And now this takes place in 1973.
Okay, so this is 73?
Yeah, so gotcha. It's like 30 years later. So he's about 40, 50 years old, roughly.
Yeah.
Roughly. And so he lives in Chicago, and they go to Indiana to go visit mom for the holidays. And it's fun. There's a lot of characters that come back. There's also... Remember, there's scenes in Christmas Story where they kind of rush through it. And they're like squeaking as they talk. They're talking so fast.
Oh, okay,
they do things like that here. There's a lot of, you know, I triple dog dare you. It's a lot of reminiscent stuff. It's so good. It's so funny. My wife, she liked the Christmas Story. She's not like a huge fan. Like, I'm a huge fan of it. She wasn't not a huge fan of it, but she liked it. She liked this movie. She thought it was cute.
Nice.
It's a good movie. I recommend you guys to go watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch that this week.
It's very reminiscent of the original, but with its own little story. It's good. It's good.
Okay, yeah. Then.
They talk about, remember, the bully?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got yellow eyes. Help me, God, he had yellow eyes. You know, he's in it as well. It's good. It's good. It's a good movie. I recommend it.
All right. I'm going to be watching it for sure.
All right. Maybe today.
Maybe today. Actually, I think I will today.
You'll like it.
I don't feel like doing anything today. I feel like shit.
What wonderful.
Yeah, because that's what happens when you drink.
I had some drinks last night, and I'm okay.
Well... excessively.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when you drink excessively.
Like you think you're 13.
Gosh.
You're drinking at 13? What?
quiet.
All right, so upcoming events for this week.
Oh, your favorite, David Archuleta's going to be here. I know you got VIP tickets to that. That's going to be Friday and Saturday at the Capitol.
I like David Archuleta. I don't know if I could do a whole concert of him.
Well, then why'd you buy all those tickets?
I bought too many. It was just me going about 30 for some reason. I thought 29 of my friends would come. No one wants to come
Nobody
with me.
Nobody wants to go with you.
I like David Archuleta. I don't know if I'll go to the concert, but I don't know if I could do a whole concert of his. But I like his album. I like his Christmas album.
Maybe that's what he's going to be singing, the whole Christmas
album. Well, it is.
Oh, see? I knew it.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Oh, then he's going to be at the Capitol Theater on the 25th and 26th
of November
of this month. So that's this Friday, Saturday. And then on the 30th, he's going to be at Logan High School.
And also in Logan will be the Nutcracker. This will be also November 25th and 26th at the Ellen Eccles Theater. Did you watch... have you watched anything about the Nutcracker? Either a play, a movie, anything like that?
I know I watched the old movie that Keanu Reeves
you
was
did?
In. Or was that Nutcracker? No,
was
that
Babes
was
in Toyland. Babes in Toyland.
Okay, yeah. No, okay.
Keanu Reeves was in the Nutcracker.
Yeah, wasn't he a Nutcracker?
was he
oh, that
mouse?
Was John Wick. damn it, I don't think I have.
I just watched, like, when the Disney Plus first came out, holiday,
that
they had the
one.
Nutcracker movie.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I know of the Nutcracker. So other things I've seen, I was like, why are there mice running around? I didn't get it when I see like commercials for a play coming up. But yeah, that's my experience with the Nutcracker.
Oh, okay. I still don't know anything about it. So it'll be news to me. Apparently Keanu Reeves isn't in it, so I'm not going to watch it.
But you will watch Babes in Toyland.
But though. I will watch Babes in Toyland, though. And then... a concert coming up this week, it's going to be next week.
Elvis this week.
Okay, Royal Bliss on the 27th at the Depot.
Do you like Royal Bliss?
I've heard some of their songs, and I don't not like them.
Okay.
It's just not my genre that I go to.
Okay, you're more of a country guy, got it.
Yeah, country and gospel.
And folk.
Folk music, bluegrass, a lot of bluegrass.
I like Royal Bliss. Yeah, I mean, they're not like my go-to band, but I do like Royal Bliss. And then I don't want to say this. This is the place, Heritage Park, every year over by Hogle Zoo. It's going to be November 30th. I don't want to say it. Kristen Kindle Market.
Christkindl market?
It's like one word. I don't.
Yeah, it's a Christmas market is what it is.
Yes. Have you ever been to that?
Every year I want to go, and every year I forget to go. Or
because it's only a one-day event, you know? So this is going to be next Wednesday, so November 30th.
It's only a one-day event? I thought it went always. On.
No. I think it's always like a one. That's why I miss it.
That's why I miss it every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got to try to remember. I do want to go to it. So I've seen pictures. It looks like there's like little... How they take what's there, and they make it to like an old like English or German. I don't know what country it's supposed to be from, but they take the
German, Austria,
something like that, yeah. And they turn into like a little Christmas town. I like it. I like the idea of it. Yeah. It's after Christmas, so you can go to it, or it's after Thanksgiving, so you can go to it.
That sounds proper. It's proper time. Yes. It's a proper time to do that.
So that would be Wednesday, November 30th, and this is the place. But also. This week, November 23rd, is Dill's birthday.
Oh, boy.
If anybody wants to give him something, Tums and a leave will probably be good for you.
Yeah,
and some water.
Gatorades.
Yeah. He'll be taking any of that.
God, I'm going to be 40 years old.
You're old.
I'm old as
you
shit.
You are old as shit.
I can't believe I'm this old already. Like, this is weird. I feel like I just graduated high school.
My 3-year-old, we were playing. And she goes, "What's that?" And I go, "What?" And she points to my little beard. You know, I'm like, "What?" She goes, "What's that?" I said, "What is it?" And I think I get some food on it. She goes, "It's white." I'm like, "Get the hell out of here!" Sure, there's a couple white hairs. Big whoop.
God. You push her down after that. Don't
I'm like get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my face, little woman, little that's human. Funny. What do you know about life?
Oh, I got grays too. I got grays all up in here. Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Before we go into our next event, let's talk about what I brought for us.
Oh, yeah.
It's the week of Thanksgiving. I brought this.
And it pumpkin spice stays nice till Christmas. Yes,
pumpkin spice Oreo. It might be one of my last pumpkin treats. It might be. Well, besides pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. So I figured we got to try it out. We've talked about all the different flavors, but we haven't tried this one. Please, help yourself.
Okay.
To a cookie, a sleeve.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. It's a golden cookie with pumpkin spice filling.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Oh, yeah. Right away, I'm getting pumpkin. Oh, that's good.
Yep, I like those.
Pumpkin spice Oreos. Get it while they're hot. Get it before Thanksgiving's over. Or get it after when they're on sale.
Yeah, just hand these out after dinner.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice Oreos and milk. And there's your dessert.
Yeah.
You fat pigs.
Yeah, you don't need no pie. You got some Oreos.
So I do love some pumpkin pie, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh hell yeah.
I was talking to our mom. Like, hey, what's everyone bringing? She said, you know, our cousin's bringing pie. You make sure there's apple and pumpkin. If it's not there, I'm raging at Thanksgiving dinner. Raging!
Yeah, someone's going to get it.
Anyway, food review time. Utah foodie hashtag in the house. Well, we went to Hatch Family Chocolates. And if you guys haven't watched our episode of EVP Podcast where we investigated, we had some pretty cool evidence at Hatch Family Chocolates. So go to EVP.pod on social media or the podcast, EVP Podcast. Listen to the episode. Good episode. Anyway, next door was Avenues Proper. And we thought, hey, let's go there. Let's grab lunch first before we get dessert. Let's eat before we fill our face full of sugar.
Yeah.
So let's go there and eat. Right now, as we were looking it up, we found out Avenues Proper. I don't know the name of the parent company. But Avenues Proper has proper brewing inside. Like, they brew the beer in there. And they sell it in like on Main Street somewhere downtown. Which is proper brewing. Proper Brewing is next to Proper Burger, which is all owned. They're all owned by the same company, and they also own, big surprise to us, was Stratford Proper in Salt Lake. Everything's very proper with them.
Yes.
So four restaurants, or three restaurants in a brewery, are all owned by the same company. So this was news to us, we just found out. Pretty cool stuff. We've been a Proper Burger. We loved it. That was in the past. We just found this out today. But anyway, we went to Avenues Proper a couple weeks ago, and we got a couple things. We went there for lunch. One thing that I like, this is what I liked about Avenues Proper. because they make their own beer there. And they have different kinds, all different kinds. They even do like the juicies and sours and all that different stuff there. But you can do samples. And you can buy $3 samples and just get like, what kind of glasses? I mean, it's bigger than a shot glass, but.
Yeah, it's just the beer sample.
Like 3 ounces. There were 3 ounces, maybe. I think they were 3 ounces. And we got like six or more. We got like eight samples. Yeah. We thought that was a good deal. It's like, hey, $3 little samples and get a few of them and try different flavors. I like that. So if you're the type that, if you've never been or you want to try a new brewery, but you want to try all the different beers, do that. $3 samples. It's such a good deal. I like that.
I want to say it's more than 3 ounces, though.
It could be.
Yeah.
But I like that. I just like that. That's cool. I like that you can just get a whole bunch of just the samples.
Usually, whatever, a brewery will have those usually, a lot of times at breweries. So that's the way to go, though, to try a bunch of their stuff.
Yeah, if it's your first time going. I can't remember the name of the one exactly that I went to, but I like the Belgian. I like Belgian beers. So mm-hmm. that one, for me, was really good. I like that one. That was my favorite. But what did we get? So I got the burger.
I got a brisket sandwich.
So I'll talk real quick about my burger. Basic burger, I'm like, hey, I'm a burger connoisseur. Let me check this out. Good flavor, juicy patty. Here's the thing for me. The meat, in my opinion, had a little bit too much gristle. Like, there's like some gristly, chewy parts of the burger. I just was like, eh, I wasn't a big fan. It did come with, their fries are good.
Mm-hmm.
Their fries were really good.
Hell yeah, I did like their fries.
The fries really good. Mine came like an aioli sauce. Dipping the burger in the aioli changed the flavor a little bit for the better. But for me, the burger they did say was the most popular item during lunch. Maybe even dinner. For me, it was okay. Wasn't terrible. Wasn't great. Wasn't as good. I'd rather, if I'm going to get a burger from this company, I'm going to Proper Burger, in my opinion. I just think it was just a little better quality at Proper Burger. But you had the brisket sandwich.
Yeah, the brisket sandwich, it's been a while since we went there, but it was, I remember the taste was, it was missing a little something, but then once you had like all the flavors of everything that was supposed to be on the sandwich, you know, kind of mixed together, then you got like the full flavor, but I think it needed more of the sauce and some more of the slaw on top, because that's what it came with. It came with like a slaw and a sauce, and... I think it was a little dry.
It was a little dry. A little bit more of the sauce.
That's what I remember. Would have made it better. Yes. Mm-hmm. But other than that, though, I mean, the taste was good when you had all the flavors mm-hmm. combined like that. Yeah, the taste was really good.
Yeah, so in our opinion, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't, like, fantastic. Again, my opinion, if you want a burger, go to their Proper Burger. Because that one was better quality in my
opinion. But, I mean, their menu's huge, though. There's so much different stuff to try. Yeah. Like, I normally wouldn't have got the brisket sandwich. I don't know why I went with that either. But after looking more at the menu, like, yeah, there's a lot of different things I'd like to try there still.
So, but yeah, do check it out, though. Check it out. It's a great, it's a cozy little environment. It's not like a huge dining area. But you can see the hoppers where they make, brew the beer there. It's cool. It's cool. And again, it's right next to Hatch Family Chocolates. Go get some dessert afterwards there. So, yeah. Recommend it.
Yeah. Well, should we call that an episode?
I think so.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening or watching. Peace out.
Happy birthday to my brother.
Oh, thanks, brother.